Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know George from Puyallup is. George, are you there?
I'm here.
George, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
Damn, I wasn't, but let's see what happens.
I like the attitude.
Let's see what happens. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, George has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three yeses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If you are standing under mistletoe, it's customary to do what?
Kiss.
Correct. The 4 months that have only 30 days are September, April, June, and what?
November.
Correct. Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans star in what 2024 movie?
Oh, that red one.
Yes. Which planet in our solar system has the most diverse climate and atmosphere?
Ours, Earth.
Correct. What ocean is between Africa and Australia?
Indian?
Yes. What band had the hit song Chop Suey?
System of a Down.
Yes. Who played Willie in the Bad Santa movies?
Man, I don't know his name. Pass.
Pierre is the capital of what U.S. state?
Pass.
What is Japan's main currency?
Yen.
Yes. Pokemon Go officially launched in what year?
2021?
No.
20.
No.
2020.
No.
2019.
No. George, you got 7 correct. And I will say you did not need that cheat sheet because you got all of those answers correct. So very impressive.
All right.
I think it's going to be close.
I think George is a smarty pants and Steve's going down.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like Danny might disagree with you, but I'm on George's side. Because, George, you have the same name as my husband, so I automatically love you. It doesn't take much.
I can smell like, all right.
Cool, thanks.
It's kind of awkward.
Steve.
So you would have like a, never mind.
Oh.
A George threesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure my George would be so up for that.
I have good news. We're going to have a threesome, and the other person's name is George.
So then I can't say the wrong name because you guys have the same name.
It's a George sandwich.
I really thought this through.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
If you are standing under mistletoe, it's customary to do what?
Kiss.
Correct. The 4 months that have only 30 days are September, April, June, and what?
November.
Correct. Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans star in what 2024 movie?
Oh, red one?
Yes. Which planet in our solar system has the most diverse climate and atmosphere?
I'm going to go with Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Actually, I'm going to go with our planet, Earth.
It does. What ocean is between Africa and Australia?
Pacific.
No.
Atlantic.
No.
India. Indian.
Yes. What band had the hit song Chop Suey?
System of a Down.
Correct. Who played Willie in the Bad Santa movies?
Willie with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes. Pierre is the capital of what U.S. state?
Georgia.
No.
North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
Wow, yes. What is Japan's main currency?
Yen.
Correct. Pokemon Go officially launched in what year?
Oh, crap. I'll go 2015?
No.
2017?
No.
2018?
No! It was 2016.
Oh.
But, Steve...
And I'm going to say I shouldn't get the point for the ocean one.
Okay.
That was technically my fourth guess.
Yeah.
And I'm a man of integrity sometimes.
Oh, wow.
That is so sweet of you.
I would give it to you, Steve.
Okay. You know what, George?
Let's make it a real competition. What's the score?
George is so sweet. I mean, with or without that, Steve still won, George. So it's either 8
right.
or 9
All right.
All right. to 7.
George, you're a great sport, man. That was fun playing you.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
You're my favorite George.
Oh,
just kidding. Your husband's still my favorite, George.
I feel like you changed your answer just because you saw her face.
I did. I was like, I was going to put him at number 3, but you know what? He's above Curious George as well.
What about Foreman?
Dude, okay. Whoa. Do not. I will call up my George now, and he'll come in here and kick both y'all's asses.
I mean, George Foreman has a grill.
And a bunch of kids named George.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Oh, he's got like 5 kids named George.
All of his kids that he's named George?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Is he now your favorite too?
Actually, yes. I want to have a bunch of girls and just name them all Sarah. Oh my God. How big of an ego can you have to do that?
He has 12 children. All 5 of his sons are named after him.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Yes.
All right, yeah, he's definitely number 1 now. Well, congrats on beating George from Puyallup, Steve.
Hell yeah.
Rockaholics, we invite you to join us at Live Night, and that is happening on December 13th at Showbox Soda, where everything is performed live on the stage for several hours of chaos.
Everything's done live, and we're going to have some great guests, including our friend Big Walt. Walter Jones is going to be joining us from the Seattle Seahawks. That's going to be a blast.
The men's room will be there, too, and you can get your tickets now at KISW.com.
And before we, real quick, just to go back to George Foreman, just to blow your mind even more, one of his daughter's names?
Georgetta.
Yes.
He should have just kept with it. And Georgina and Georgia.
I know.
That's ridiculous. I love it.
From time to time, we ask a simple question to our Rockaholics, and we have one of those simple questions to ask right now. 206-803-ROCK. If you ever attended an event of any kind, ever, we want to talk to you. Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Sublime.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, our friend Sarah went to see Usher, and your worst nightmare ended up happening, Sarah.
Yeah, she went to see Usher.
Okay, rude. He brought out 2 of the most incredible pole dancers from Atlanta.
I saw your video, and I was like, that looked very dangerous and impressive at the same time.
Steve, how many times did you rewatch her Instagram stories?
Maybe twice.
I've watched them at least 10 times. But before the show, we had 2 pairs of tickets, right? And they were in the same row, but they were not right next to each other. And I was with 3 of my girlfriends, and so we all wanted to sit together.
Okay.
So when we were trying to find our seats, we ended up finding other seats with the whole row empty. So my friend was like, let's all just sit here instead, which were none of our tickets. And I was like, okay, that's so cool. I'm fine with this. So we were all sitting, having a great
time. Judging by how you just said that, I feel like you're not fine with this.
I am never fine with that.
You're just like my wife.
No,
a rule follower.
She hates sitting in any seats that are not hers.
No, the entire time I'm like unwell. And so I'm just like, you know, trying to chug my drink to, you know, calm myself a little. And then, of course, I am sitting on the end of this row. And the security guard comes up to me and says, ma'am, I need to see your tickets. And I'm like, do you need to? And there is a couple behind her, which I'm pretty sure I was in their spot. So then the security guard was like, you are in the completely wrong section. You all need to move. And so she escorted me to my seats.
Oh.
My correct seats.
Were your seats better or worse?
They were kind of about the same.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, this is the walk of shame. This is the walk of my shame.
See, for my entire life, I thought everybody was cool just... If you had an opportunity, sit as close as you can. If the seat's empty, just sit in it until I married or started dating my wife. And I realized rather quickly, she is not down for that.
Well, that's how I've always lived my life, Steve. But it leads us to want to ask a simple question. we'll start by asking that simple question to Joshua in Gig Harbor. Joshua, will you sit in a seat that is not yours at an event?
Heck yeah, and I have before.
Do you remember which show it was?
It was Pain in the Grass. I can't remember what year, but it was Pain in the Grass. And how I did it is I walked backwards towards one of those booths.
Uh-huh.
And they thought that I was walking forward. I don't know.
Are you talking about
me, like, and a buddy walked right up in it, man. You just walked backwards.
Are you talking about like those little, like the VIP boxes that are at White River? Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to try that approach sometime. I like that. 206-803-ROCK. Ray is on I-5. Ray.
Wait, I'm picturing you walking around backwards at a concert. You're like, Taryn is cut off.
Ray, will you sit in a seat that is not yours at an event?
Yes. I've done it multiple times, different events, concerts, baseball games, whatever.
Dude, that's when you mentioned baseball. When I was a kid, I remember going with my brother. We'd go to like New York Mets or New York Yankees games. Back then, they were both bad at the time. So there were a lot of empty seats at, like, close to the field. And we were like in the nosebleeds. Right. And we would just keep our eye on empty seats for a while and be like, nobody's been sitting in those seats. Let's go run. And we would go and sit there. And it was awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's a pro move. 206-803-ROCK. Steve in Kirkland, would you sit in a seat that is not yours at an event?
Actually, no, I wouldn't, only because I do it for a living. I go to concerts for a living, so I know what it's like. And as a matter of fact, when I was sitting here thinking, I went to the Jimi Hendrix Experience here just lately, and we were in the front row, and when I walked up, there was a guy sitting in my seat, and it turned out that I was in the seat next to him, and the hassle that happened when the guy came down and said, oh, nope, he's in the right seat. I'm now friends with him, and he's a guy named Jabron from Langley, and he comes down and sees concerts with me now. So it ended up causing me to have a friendship with someone, but
see,
I usually
Sarah?
Walk around to take pictures, and then I go back to my seat, and there's usually someone sitting in my seat.
Well, right on, Steve. That's awesome.
And sometimes it leads to a friendship.
And see, Sarah, you could have made new friends.
Yeah.
Well, those quote-unquote new friends got the security guard instead of asking me nicely to move.
To my favorite one, and recently it was awesome when Craig Gass, my buddy Craig and I got to sit 10 rows back for Kiss. That was amazing. And no one ever kicked us out of their seats, which blew my mind. I thought for sure we were going to last like two songs. But I remember going to see SummerSlam in Los Angeles, and we were sitting high up, my buddy Munson and I. And I'm like, man, I wish we were closer. This would be amazing if we were closer. And we were watching the first few rows on the floor and seeing if anyone was sitting in certain seats. And I'm like a vulture with that. Like, I get a kick out of it. So I'm always bummed when my wife doesn't want to do it. So my buddy Munson, I'm like, Munson, you want to try and get up as close as possible? He's like, F yeah, let's do it. We were a little drunk. And we saw these two seats nobody was sitting in, five rows back on the floor in the Staples Center, the arena there. So finally, we're like, let's freaking do it. And we try to go. Security shut us down. Like, damn it. So then we saw another chance to go down. So we followed this group of people that were going to the floor, and a bunch of dudes with tattoos. I'm like, we'll fit in. Let's just go, family. We're going down there. Turns out it was Travis Barker and his family. And we walked, they didn't know that we were with them, but we were with them in the eyes of the security people. And we sat five rows back for like the last three matches. And it was the best time because like right in front of us was Rick Rubin, the record producer. And then it was Travis and his entire family from Blink 182. It was the best time. And nobody was using those seats.
Just act like you're in the entourage. Easy peasy.
And in my mindset, I'm like, that they would rather those seats full looking packed as opposed to two knuckleheads up in the nosebleeds. No one's ever going to see that on TV.
Solid point.
Yes.
A bride was training for a marathon, and she decided to surprise her wedding guests with a 7K run on the morning of her big day.
That is a terrible idea.
And the internet lost their minds about this. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A bride had been training for a marathon, so she decided to surprise her wedding guests with a 7K run on the morning of her big day. And this came with matching outfits for everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, if they have matching outfits, now I'm totally in.
She shared this unique start to her wedding day on Instagram because she said she wanted to start the day with endorphins. And many people had comments that they had to share on social media about this, which is why we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a few of those comments. We sent them to Jason, our production director. And man, people are having a field day. And again, it doesn't impact me. I'm not going to go on social media and comment about how much I hate this. But of course, there are some people out there that will. So let's see. Are you ready for the first comment?
Of course.
May this friendship never find me, okay?
How would you feel if one of your friends said, hey, earlier, you know, I'm getting married. You're coming, of course, tonight. We're getting married, but you want to meet up around like 10 a.m. to go for a run?
No.
No, not at all.
I don't want to do that.
Maybe not a run, but like if one of my hockey buddies was like, hey, I've organized a pickup skate at like 8 a.m. or something along those lines, I'd be like, yeah, let's freaking do it. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I guess it would depend on the activity, but you've heard about my knees. I'm not a runner. It's not happening.
Oh, so it's not just running is the issue.
Running is the issue.
What about biking?
I would bike, sure.
Bike before the wedding?
Yeah, maybe some yoga. Go for a swim. Sure.
Please never invite me to this sort of wedding, okay?
Now, Danny, you sounded kind of excited about it, so that clearly wasn't you that left that post.
No, I'd be so in.
You would do it?
Yeah, it's only 4 miles.
Have you gotten Sarah to sign up for a turkey trot this year yet?
No, well, I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to do my own turkey trot, but I am. That's my goal for
next year.
That's
crazy, because she was saying this year is the year that she was going to do it with you.
Sure she was. Yeah. That's my goal for 2025, is getting her to run.
Like, if I was the guest at this wedding, I would absolutely do it.
I was going to say, because you...
It's the bride.
You would do it because you know if the roles were reversed, you would be pissed off at every single person. You would probably uninvite people if they didn't run with you.
Absolutely. It would be an ultimatum at that point. But, I mean, it better not be timed, because I'm not a runner either. So it might take hours.
I'd be like, I might not make the wedding, because I'll be walking.
I am so happy. I have no one in my life that would even think about putting me through this.
One of my sisters made us do a 5K on her birthday once. I did not want to do it.
Still different than the wedding. Yeah. I also feel like that's bad planning. Why are you planning to run a marathon right around the same time you're getting married? Like, I guess for someone 80s, you want to get in your best shape possible. Yeah. But I also want to eat whatever if I want that night. And drink, too. Open bar.
Well, that's why you do the running before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So then you burn all the calories and then you can eat and drink.
But I might pass out before the wedding because I'm so tired from running.
Well, sounds like a personal problem.
If anyone does that to me, I'm bringing up all their dirty secrets during a toast at the reception, okay?
All right, I'm all in for that.
Retaliation.
Let me tell you a thing about Sarah.
It couldn't be me, but I mean, look at all those people. They're clearly happy, and that's obviously not the whole wedding. She probably has a lot of friends that are into running. Dumb.
Dumb.
Who are you to bring in logic to this conversation?
This is social media. We leave logic at the door.
Right, one more.
I would spit in someone's face if they invited me to this nonsense.
Thank you. That's more like it.
Assault.
That's the rational way to handle things.
Taryn's comment right there.
Martha Stewart ended up pushing a popular celebrity because she touched her shoulder. We're going to tell you what's trending after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
You wake up, you grab your phone, and it's instant information overload, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
That's why we're here to help you out, though, because pop culture is a wild world, and we will tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the
Barrymore got a little bit touchy-feely with Martha Stewart.
She gets touchy-feely with everybody.
She puts people in very uncomfortable situations.
I wish I was a guest on her show.
I'm like, you're touching the wrong person. I'm here for you.
So Drew and Martha are hanging out. They're discussing how she likes to be treated in a relationship. When Drew began caressing Martha's arm, Martha quickly let her know that she was not into that by playfully pushing her away, and this is what it sounded like.
What makes me soft and gooey? Soft and gooey.
Soft and gooey treatment.
Yes.
When you're treated like a lady.
Nice. It's nice.
Someone comes in and...
You're the wrong gender.
I know.
And she pushed her up and Drew played it off while it kind of fell back. But the look on Martha Stewart's face was just like, am I going to have to punch you? Like, there was like this look of just... And as much as I joke about, oh, Drew, I don't like being touched either. I do not like when people like, don't, if you touch me, I'll get weirded out by it.
Wow, they're both touching him.
Oh, I just backed up into another touch.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I don't like it, man.
I'm the opposite. I love being touched.
That makes you all warm and gooey?
It really does.
Sarah and Drew Barrymore might be a match made in heaven.
So if like a random person, because I have it happen sometimes, not at the end of the world or anything. I'm not like going to freak out on somebody, but it's like somebody wants to look at my tattoos. I'm like, you could just look at them. You don't have to hold my arm and like caress my arm as you're like looking at each tattoo. It's such a weird thing to me.
You don't like that every morning in the bathroom?
Well, you, it's fine.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
We're friends.
That's why you let him apply the lotion.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Well, now it's a weird segue because People Magazine just announced their sexiest man alive, and it wasn't Danny V.
Dang,
unfortunately.
It.
In fact, here's Stephen Colbert making the big announcement yesterday on The Late Show.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is... John Krasinski.
Yeah, okay, sure. I mean, look at him.
I just really thought this was going to be my year.
Hey, Steven, that's so official. I heard the news, and yeah. I had to come as soon as I could because I know how bad you wanted to be People's Sexiest Man Alive. Steven, it's okay, all right? You're not the sexiest man alive, but who cares? Who is? Except for me, apparently.
That's awesome. I can't picture John Krasinski. I know he did all those cool videos during the pandemic where he did like his own little talk show at home. I can't picture him.
Jim Halpert from The Office?
Oh, yes. Okay.
And the cover photo.
Because Sarah just showed me a picture of him.
The photo shoot, he looks really tasty.
Does he? Because
I think so.
I got to Google that. Because just looking at him, when you just Google him, eh.
He's not even a top fiver.
No. No. He's just like, eh.
Yeah, I mean.
He's mid.
I think he looks hot.
I put Dwayne The Rock Johnson ahead of him.
Me too.
Has he been the sexiest man alive before?
Every year in my book. You gotta tell us about the Climate Pledge rumor that's going on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Climate Pledge Arena has put up a post that a lot of people are... You know, speculating means that Linkin Park is announcing some sort of a tour. A lot of the Linkin Park fans are very excited.
I saw the post and I'm so fired up.
It says, counting from zero, and the caption says, mark your calendars, guys, 4 a.m. Thursday, November 14th.
That's tomorrow.
Why?
4 a.m.?
They're making the announcement at 4 a.m.?
For just us that are the only people that are awake at that hour?
I'm okay with that.
Their upcoming new record is called From Zero, excuse me, and it's looking like we will be seeing them at Climate Pledge Arena sometime in the
future. That's why the counting from zero, people are putting two and two together. I mean, all the comments are just like, yeah, just say Linkin Park's coming.
Steve Miggs, when was the last time you lost Beat Miggs?
I feel like yesterday. No, I think I won all of them yesterday. I think the day before. Maybe.
The day before was Monday. We weren't even here.
Yeah.
Well, if you would like a shot at playing the game of Beat Migs, we would love for you to call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.